how to manifest, and how it can help you unlock your full potential. You might have heard of manifesting. The term is tossed around a lot when talking about how to get what you want. But first things first, what is manifesting? Well, essentially, manifestation is bringing something tangible into your life through attraction and belief. In other words, if you think it, it will come. However, there's more to manifestation than willpower and positive thinking. Even though manifesting is about turning your dreams into reality, it does require you to take proactive steps towards your desire. You shouldn't expect it to happen instantly or overnight while you sleep. That said, it's a small price to pay for something that can have such a profound impact on your life. Here's how to manifest and how it can help you unlock your full potential. 1. Be clear about your goals. First, and perhaps most importantly, you need to know exactly what you want. You are the only one who dreams your dreams, after all. Once you're set on what you'd like to manifest, ask for what you want. Write it down on paper. Now you've pinpointed exactly what your hopes, dreams, and goals are, what's next? 2. Ask the universe. You need to ask the universe for what you want. This can be done in a variety of ways. Prayer, meditation, visualization, speaking your intentions out loud, or a vision board, which is a container full of pictures of items you want to manifest. No matter what you do, be specific and ask for exactly what you want. 3. Gratitude. In order to manifest, you need to be continuously grateful for all that you have. To do this, consider creating a gratitude journal. Before bed, spend 5 to 10 minutes writing down a few things for which you're grateful. You should also journal about specific things that are moving closer to your desire. For example, maybe you want to save enough money for retirement and you receive a call from your cable provider about a way to lower your monthly bills. Well, that's something to be grateful for. 4. Let go of resistance and limiting beliefs. In addition to changing your mindset and behaviors, you'll need to remove any obstacles or limiting beliefs which could interfere with manifesting. This includes fear and negative self-talk. So many people have a constant track playing in their head that tells them they're not good, worthy, or smart enough. Awareness of this track is the first step to fixing it. Identify the things that are hindering you and your manifestation, both mental and concrete. Stop believing in their power to hold you back. Instead, put more thoughts into beliefs and actions towards your desire. 5. Energy is everything. Manifestation relies on positivity. If you're thinking about how unfair it is that you don't have what you want, you're putting that energy out into the universe, so it's no surprise that you're going to linger in that world of anger. The energy you put out is often the energy you will receive. Identify the kind of energy you are feeling. It's most likely the energy you have been putting out recently. You can change the energy you receive by changing your thoughts and behaviors. Positive energy is real, and so is the power of it. Finally, 6. Be flexible and trust the process. After all of those steps, it should still be said that the process is fluid. The steps you take do not matter as much as your belief. So, going forward, trust your actions, trust your visions, and believe in your clarity. Belief is a powerful motivator and guiding force. Manifestation puts power in your hands, so use it to your advantage by staying positive.